Our next guest is a really popular, well-known in these type of circles, Newsmax. He's a contributor. He also has a weekly column, The Left Coast Report, you know, referring to communist California, I guess. Pretty funny. James Hirson is his name. It's been a while since he's been on. JamesHirson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N.com is his last name. It's great to have you on. James, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Oh, great to be with you.
Now, we were going to do an hour, ladies and gentlemen, but we're only going to do a half hour. He's got somewhere more important to be. I don't know what's more important than the Power Hour, but we're going to forgive him this time, and we'll get him on again soon. We're grateful we can have him on at all. He's a very good source of news, especially coming out of Hollywood and the connection. I want to start with this Netflix. I mean, what in the world has gone wrong with these people at Netflix? This basically soft porn, child porn show they got now. What in the world are we seeing?
Well, you know, Netflix started in the Silicon Valley. It's a tech company. And what this shows is the depravity, and not just of the entertainment industry and of Netflix, but the depravity of our news media. Just today, and we're talking about a film called Cuties, which is child pornography, period. It should not be on any cable channel, any broadcast channel, nor should it be on a prominent platform that's in millions of homes in the United States, Netflix. It is indefensible. Yet, the Washington Post, the NBC News, literally a host of other news outlets, USA Today, have taken the position to defend this thing, much like Netflix has done. And why do I say it's child pornography? This is supposed to be an expose or something, according to the director. There's footage where she says, you know, it's social commentary. And yet, it has real 11-year-old girls acting out in a sexually exploitive way, wearing looks on their faces that children should not have, that they were coached to do. Having close-ups of their anatomy that should never be shown, something that only, honestly, I mean, there's no other way to say it, a perverted person would find having any value whatsoever. And somebody at Netflix made a terrible mistake because they fell for the BS that is peddled at these film festivals. This was I won an award for best director at the Sundance Film Festival. Yes. And just because of film, you know, people are trying, oh, desperately, young filmmakers that I work with, oh, we're trying to get it, you know, accepted by Sundance. It's so hard to break through in the movie business. So if you get accepted or you win an award at Sundance, you have a good chance in getting a deal with a big company. And so Netflix acquired this thing, and somebody there at Netflix does have a conscience, because when the poster of this garbage was released, the poster showed these 11-year-old girls, these children, dressed as the oldest profession and in provocative poses, and people naturally reacted, as they should, and said, you know, get this trash off of Netflix, to which they apologized for the poster, and they changed the poster. But, you know, the film is different, they said, and don't criticize the film until you see it. Well, I recommend that no one sees this movie. I watched as much as I could bear, because it fits the legal definition of child pornography. And I just want to mention this before. Child pornography reflects something about human beings and societies as long as we've had recorded history. The people want to protect children. And so it's in a separate category. There is zero First Amendment protection for child pornography for good reason. But the kids that are in this production were abused by coaching them and making them act this way. If this thing was filmed in any jurisdiction in the United States, Child Protective Services could and would be right to show up and charge these people with child abuse. And so the children who were exploited in this, that should be enough for Netflix. But since it fits the definition of child pornography, now Netflix has become complicit. They're an online company. They're the premier on-demand platform in this country. They have a responsibility, and they have totally breached it. And therefore, the social media is filled with hashtag cancel Netflix, as it should be.
Well, I think that's the good news is I don't know how many they've had to have lost hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people by now canceling because of this. I find it, ironic, weird, unusual. The lady who wrote it comes from a Muslim family. I heard her interviewed. I have not seen the film. I refuse to see the film, but I did listen to an excerpt of the creator of the film. And she's talking about, the oppressive nature of her religious upbringing, and this is her story, and these children, one of the children in the movie apparently comes from a Muslim family, and this is about rejecting Muslim family, and somehow because of the Muslim did it, it's okay or something. I didn't quite get that.
Yeah, I mean, the criticism is that, really, if you watch it, it's a revealing expose of children being exploited. No, and then they should have made a documentary, and they should have made something responsible. Here's the Washington Post headline. Cuties is an unflinching look at what it means to be a preteen girl. No wonder people can't handle it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, what it shows is, these young so-called journalists, the ones we see asking President Trump belligerent questions every day, these people have had any kind of notion of moral behavior removed from their minds from Marxist professors at Ivy League schools, and they no longer practice journalism, and they live in a world of amorality. But that they would defend this just shows to me that they've fallen to the lowest possible level, and there's some, trade publications in Hollywood, and what they try to do is they try to say, well, this is the latest right-wing attack on the culture. It's a right-wingers. So Tulsi Gabbard, who's a representative from Hawaii, who's a Democrat, has condemned it. This documentary filmmaker, the name may sound familiar, Christine Pelosi. It's Nancy Pelosi's daughter has condemned it. Anybody, this is bipartisan, anyone with a conscience just took a look at the poster. The film is far worse than the poster. So this is, and you're right, Netflix is losing a massive amount of subscribers. According to reports, 8 times the number of cancellations is coming in. And if Netflix doesn't stop this soon, there's 33 congressmen, there's 4 state attorneys general right now. They're calling for prosecution. They're asking Attorney General William Barr. Some are asking him to investigate. Others are saying prosecute Netflix. And personally, I don't see any reason why they don't. I think Netflix should be fined severely. And it's just part of this war that big tech is waging on this country, and it's time for America's representatives to fight back, break them up, take away these shields that they have against lawsuits, and make them face the music, because they're getting more and more arrogant with their power.
We have a perception, I think people in the truth media and most of our audience, that we have a perception of what Hollywood's like. You are much more connected to it than we are. You're a lawyer. You know, you run in these circles. You're out there. Give us an idea. I mean, is it as bad as we think? Is it worse than we think? I mean, are they all crazy, you know, demon, satanic pedophiles running around in these studios, or what is Hollywood really like?
Well, you know, the satanic pedophile thing. I mean, obviously there's truth to that. The two Corys talk about it. Every once in a while it bubbles up. But the real thing that's happened in Hollywood is, you know, over the years I used to write about, you know, Hollywood was constantly, you know, dominated by the left and liberals, and there was a bias, and there was a kind of invisible blacklist, but it was all very subtle compared to what it is now. The age of Trump has exaggerated, much like the mainstream media now. They don't even, you know, to call them biased is so mild compared to what they've become, which is professional liars, which is propagandists, which is not even having a modicum of journalism, particularly on CNN and MSNBC primetime. It's become a sad joke. Well, the same thing is true in Hollywood. Hollywood has become the woke capital of entertainment. It's not entertainment. I shouldn't call it. You know, the Academy changed their awards, so it's no longer Best Picture. It's the wokiest picture. Everything is through the lens of political correctness. And they're completely, utterly hostile to all things truly American. They are beholden to the communist government of China. They're beholden to the secular, atheist, godless left. And so all things
does that
godly.
Hey, James, how does that happen? How are they beholden to the Communist Party? Because it seems like they certainly are, but how does that happen? How are they?
Well, the Communist Party in China is simply, well, to a great extent, it's because morality and religion,
is it funding?
George Washington said, indispensable supports to our system, that over the years, Hollywood has become susceptible to an amoral way of doing business and living. Part of the reason they hate Christians in Hollywood is Christians remind them that they are abysmal sinners, that they live a depraved lifestyle, which most people in Hollywood do, and most people in the entertainment business do.
Is China funding? Is China funding a lot of these movies? I know that there were rumors, or I guess facts, that came out that Chinese companies were buying some of these big studios. Are they now funding? Are they the funders of this now?
Okay, well, there's two things. First of all, China has become they're the second largest foreign box office in the world. So they become a huge market. So in that sense, Hollywood looks to China and their censors to greenlight films. They've changed scripts. They've changed plots. Mm. They've changed films after they've been shot, as they did in the remake of Red Dawn. You remember the original Red Dawn was an invasion of the United States by Soviets, and teenagers fought them off. It was a great fantasy, and then they remade it, and they said, well, we got to update it, so we'll have the communist Chinese invade. And then, so after they finished shooting, after they finished editing, they were ready to release the movie. Somebody said, oh, my gosh, the censors in China don't like this. And they hurried to change the villains, and they did it partially through reshooting and partially through computer-generated images. They changed them into North Koreans. Now, Kim Ong-jun didn't like it too much, and they hacked into Sony partially over that. But the fact is, Hollywood is beholden to China in terms of, first off, that they are this massive market. They have a quota system. And, for example, do you remember an actor? Some of you are old enough to remember Richard Gere.
Yeah, of course.
He was one of the Pretty Woman.
Officer and Gentleman,
most famous,
I think. Yeah.
Officer and Gentleman. I mean, he was probably the top actor of his time. Now, you know, actors get older, but they don't just disappear. Richard Gere disappeared. The reason? China doesn't like Richard Gere. Because Richard Gere was a champion of the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama, the Tibetan Buddhist. And they don't like Tibet. They hate Tibet. And so if you tried to make a film about Tibet, you wouldn't be able to make it in any studio in Hollywood. You'd have to make it outside of Hollywood. Well, there's a lot of films. Most of the Christian films are made outside of Hollywood. But the fact is, China has a stranglehold on them. Now, you mentioned about funding. Well, of course, there's plenty of money for finance coming to certain films. But Hollywood never has problems getting money. They have what the executives call dumb money. They have an endless supply of dumb money that comes, dumb meaning stupid, money that comes from various sources all over the world. They have money from the Mideast, money from Asia. People want to be in this glamour business, at least for the moment. I don't know if they will in the future. People want to be associated with Hollywood. And so they get this money so they don't have to risk their own corporate money as much. But you'll notice that what Hollywood is doing is shoehorning in a liberal agenda, politically correct agenda, into films. And when they do it in a blatant fashion, it ends up failing. As a matter of fact, it's created a maxim that is repeated to me in whispers. That is, if you get woke, you go broke. And it's true. It's true.
Hold on, James. In whispers, like this, movie executives or studio executives, who's whispering this to you?
It's the executive class that will whisper. You know, people that are executives, these are people that have MBAs. They understand business. They understand the free market. I mean, I think Bob Iger, the head of Disney, now he hasn't whispered to me. I don't know him, but he's probably one of he is the most powerful man in Hollywood right now. This is not a stupid person. This is a very smart person. He has watched as some of his most brilliant acquisitions are being destroyed. He has watched Star Wars franchise almost dead. He's watched one Marvel, which was, Marvel was gold. Marvel comics, superhero movies, Avengers is the biggest film of all time. And yet they're able to come out with a woke version of a Marvel comic, and it flops. Now, Bob Iger knows this, but he's entrapped. He's part of a system. We would talk about systemic problems. Hollywood has a systemic wokeness problem. So they're on a bad trend, actually, because between the high-tech companies basically getting more and more powerful, and the old studios less powerful, the decline of star power in Hollywood, the incredible virtue signaling that they've all felt compelled to do, especially in relation to Marxist groups like BLM and Antifa, they're headed downward. And, you can see it if you look. The New York Times had a recent article that said the number one television show, not just of cable news, not just of cable, but of all television, was Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson beat sports. Tucker Carlson beat made-for-TV movies, sitcoms, everything. Why? How could that be possible? When Joe Sixpack comes home, he wants to watch a ball game, watch a movie. No. He's watching Tucker Carlson.
Are these athletes in movie, are they so out of touch they think the world revolves around them, or they think that everything that comes out of their mouth is gold that people are going to just accept? Because these athletes, they're killing their leagues right now. The NBA, the NFL's kind of calmed down, but the NBA is just about killing their, at least, domestic ratings.
They are, and it's wonderful to see. I mean, for me,
yeah, okay, it is. I agree.
I'm from Chicago, and I grew up a complete sports addict. You know, I love sports, and I'm not watching any professional sports. I have to, you know, find something else to do. I had a friend that said, "Oh gosh, it's NFL season. I can't watch it. I'm going to buy a boat." You know, it's like, and really, it's tragic to watch this. But like LeBron James of the Lakers, I mean, this man is completely out of touch. He's out of touch with the African-American community. And how can I, as a white guy, say that? Maybe part of it is because I spent several years playing music with the Temptations. I was in that band that backed up the singers. I was the only white person playing in that band. I grew up in Chicago and worked the studios playing with African-American musicians who are still my friends. The African-American community, the reason it has unprecedented support for President Trump is because they have a reverse wokeness going on in the African-American community, thanks to people like Kanye West, more so even thanks to people like Candace Owens, and they realize what's really going on and how the African-American community can achieve success. And so LeBron, because he, you know, he has an entourage that surrounds him. He lives in multiple mansions. He's out of it. And for him, you know, it's just, it's a mindless knee-jerk thing that he jumps on the BLM bandwagon. I dare say LeBron has never been to the BLM website and read it. Because if he did, he wouldn't be supporting him. And neither would these corporate virtue signalers who are putting out messages of Black Lives Matter. None of them.
There's the music. Great expose on Netflix and kind of Hollywood in general. We, you know, from a distance, we have a perception. I think you really help us hone in on that. Thank you so much. JamesHurston.com is an exceptional writer. Check him out on Newsmax. JamesHurston.com. Stay there, James. We'll be right back. More news with Uncle Kevin on the other side.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
We got the Power Silver on a flash sale, the REM Sleep, the Tranquil, also Cold Storm and Smooth Oregano from Strauss, the Strauss Heart Drops. I'm taking the Heart Drops, the cardio support and the CardioCom and the kidney support. They've all done fantastic. It's transforming my health, transforming my vitality and vigor. I love these products. There's nothing like them. That's why we talk about them all the time. They're amazing. The also the Iron Earth is there if you want to remineralize your soil, all the Robert Redfern, the curcumin, all that at the Power Mall and so much more. The Power Mall. .com 877-817-9829 877-817-9829. Uncle Kevin's come back. That was interesting talking to James.
Yeah, it was.
You know, we have some perception of Hollywood, but he's right in the middle of it and kind of can kind of and he's like, "Yeah, there's some of that." He didn't squelch any of that satanic pedophilia, did he?
Nope.
No, there's some of that going on.
Hopefully it'll be ended soon.
I hope so. I think people are
they're more
awake
right.
to it than they ever have been.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're hearing from them, you know, like the sports. Like the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, and all the NBA's ratings are plummeting.
Thank God.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great news.
Yeah.
America does not want to hear this.
That was a great quote about him. If you go woke, you go broke.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
America doesn't want to hear this.
I don't want to hear it. Yeah.
The problem is the government's trying to make it, you know, in a fascist government, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They'll make go broke whoever they want to go broke.
That's right.
And if they want woke to be financially viable, they'll make woke mm-hmm. be financially viable.
That's right.
And the Communist Party too. It's very interesting. I want to get back to this story before the break. I want to read the full quote by Susan Rice.
She should be in jail, Susan Rice. She shouldn't be quoting anything.
She should be reading her Bible in the jail,
exactly.
Like the rest of the criminals.
On her knees, repenting.
We're talking about Donald Trump's speech yesterday on Constitution Day. I've said it about a million times. I will keep saying it in different forms. There is nothing like the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the Constitution in the world. And once it's gone, there will be anarchy throughout the world. It's a miracle, and it's a disgrace that it is a disgrace. It is the biggest indictment of our educational system, of our responsibility as adults, as Americans, as Christians, that we let our children be exposed to the anti-Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. that school has become a breeding ground for the opposite of the American experiment.
Yeah.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
I can't stand it. Anybody involved in it knows what I'm talking about or should understand what I'm talking about. They do not teach this in school anymore. Susan Rice on Donald Trump's speech says this. This was one of the most astonishing speeches I've heard him give. He talks about patriotic education. I thought I was listening to Mao Zedong running communist China. Really, Susan?
Yes.
Him talking about the Constitution.
Yeah.
Is he sounding like Mao Zedong, who killed people who wore glasses because they could read?
That's right.
Because they read. So he killed the people reading glasses. Mm-hmm. So Donald Trump is just like Mao Zedong. When he talks about our inheritance, he's just like Mao Zedong.
Yeah.
People like this, and I would give her no thought whatsoever, but I'm going to read this because this is the sentiment. This is the idea. This is the antithesis that you're going to hear and that they're going to put out to try to destroy what Donald Trump did in this sentiment that we pump on this show all the time.
Right.
Apparently it offends people. Apparently offends some of you listeners that I come across a certain way. Did Donald Trump offend you with the things he said? I don't know. I'm not stopping.
No, me neither.
There is nothing else.
No.
There is nothing else. This is the line, ladies and gentlemen. I thought I was listening to Mao Zedong running communist China. We don't have the education where the dear leader tells the people what they must learn. We open students' minds. Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. We give them facts.
Commie facts.
We teach them how to analyze. You mean logic? No, you don't teach logic anymore. No. You don't teach logic anymore. Your facts are subjective, not objective. They're subjective.
Right.
We teach them civics and the foundation of the Constitution. No, you don't.
I don't.
I can't believe with a straight.
Nobody.
I don't even know what to say. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Simple.
My wife's nieces and nephews. I was for 4th of July. I poked the bear a little bit, but I'll just ask them basic questions. They don't know.
They don't know nothing.
They don't know any of these basic things.
Nope.
And what I may have offended people is because people listening think, well, I don't know them either. I'm not trying to offend you by saying that. I'm trying to say you have to know this.
Yeah.
Don't take that as me berating you. Take it any way you want. You know what? Take it any way you want to. I don't care. Take it any way you want to. I don't care. When nobody in America knows this and understands this, and when the onslaught of the color revolution is upon us now.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that you're going to have to resist this is your convictions and ideological purpose. That's it.
Yeah.
And your faith. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're missing a big part of that on all three accounts.
Everything.
When you study the Constitution, which it appears Donald Trump hasn't, you understand it is a living document that has evolved.
No.
No, it hasn't evolved.
No.
Evolved how?
No. No.
How has it evolved? Susan Rice?
Yeah, that's what those morons try to teach, that it evolves. It does not evolve.
This is why the theory of evolution is such a damnable, damnable, damnable doctrine in our country. Not just the taking away from the, who we are as people, as individuals, and saying, well, we're evolving up. We came from some primordial soup. That's terrible. That's awful. But the other side of it that people don't understand, when you believe that philosophy, now that's how they changed the Constitution and manipulated it in the late 1800s, early 1900s, and getting into the Social Security Act and set it up for the Federal Reserve and all that. That's how they did it, ideologically, in the school system. Well, things evolve. They say, well, these talking points, she has thought this through.
Somebody wrote them for her. I don't think she thinks.
This is, this is how they know how to get you and to get people to stand down and to counteract the other side.
Oh, yeah.
We must prepare for this it's here. We must be ready for the ideological battle. They are going to say things like this to you. We open students' minds. I can't tell you how many teachers that I've talked. I get to where I quit talking to teachers. But some teachers, and I offend them. I don't care.
Me neither.
I don't give a rat's behind.
No, me.
I don't care. You don't know what you're talking about. I mean, really.
Yeah.
You can take it any way you want to. I don't care how you take it. I don't care what you think of me. They are destroying you and your children.
And America.
What am I supposed to
and
say?
America.
And America.
Yeah.
And the greatest inheritance, the greatest treasure that you have, besides individually your testimony of God, I would say, is your political inheritance in the United States. That's your greatest possession. It is worth more than your family. My life is not worth as much as the Declaration of Independence. So I don't care if I offend these teachers anymore. Well, you know, then that guy's letter, he said, well, you need friends and you need support. Look, whoever will come to the call, that's who we need. We are in such a desperate time. Support, this isn't the AA meeting.
No.
Support is, the barbarians are at the gate.
They are.
It's not support. We're not holding each other's hands now. The barbarians are at the gate. Let's sound the siren, and anybody who's going to come running, come to the siren. If you don't like the siren, then stay in your room.
Yeah.
The barbarians are at the gate,
they are.
Ladies and gentlemen. I'm sounding the siren.
Yeah.
And if you may not agree with my opinion, I know it and I believe it with all my heart. This is how they have defeated us, or how they've attacked us.
Yeah.
And this is, again, the other side, how we can defeat them back.
Bingo.
This is it.
Yep.
You tell me another way. All rooted in faith in God. And begging God to help us and begging for his forgiveness for what we've done.
Yeah, simple.
It is simple. It's hard to do,
hard
but it's
to
simple.
Do, but it's simple. Yeah.
It's simple to put a rock on top of a mountain. That's simple. Here, take this rock and put it on top of this mountain. Simple.
Simple.
But not easy.
Yeah, done.
Two different things.
Yeah.
I'm going to continue reading. This is how they're attacking you. This is how they're taking your inheritance. This is how they're destroying you. This is how they're ruining your children's hearts and minds, and why they're now on the streets rioting and destroying our country. This is why they don't understand who they want to get rid of all memory of Thomas Jefferson. This is why they want to erase the Declaration of Independence. This is why they want to say, oh, we're just evolved and they don't want to go to church anymore. This is why they don't want to have anything to do with the Bible or anything to do with the faith of our fathers or anything to do with our history, and why they want to paint a black brush on all of it, get rid of it all, and have a new history. Is that what you want? This is why I'm yelling and screaming. Because the barbarians are at the gate. And in some places, the gate is already cracked and they're pouring through. The big gate is not broke yet. We're trying to fend off the little side gates.
Yeah.
The main gate has not broken yet.
It's still holding.
And what is that gate, ladies and gentlemen? You may not believe this. You may not understand this. I will tell you what it is. It is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights and the covenant on this land, the Israel, with God and his covenant on this country, on this land, William Bradford, Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. It is still in effect. Judge Stickman used it to defeat the mask orders and the down orders. You notice what he used. It is our only defense. It is our only defense against what is here.
And it's the supreme law of the land.
Bingo. Go ask Judge Stickman.
Yeah.
Continue to read. I've sworn an oath to protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic, meaning the Constitution. Oh, have you? Well, good.
I doubt it.
Good, Susan. In 1787, you and I, Aaron, and all, she's talking to the person interviewing, you and I and all women in our country couldn't participate in the democracy. What do you mean you couldn't participate? What, are you helpless? Are you a victim again? Are you a victim now, Susan, again?
Mm-hmm.
We had no vote. Well, to start with, you didn't live in 1787. So now you're dividing along. You're having another divide thing. Well, all women. We. You weren't there, Susan. Okay?
Yeah.
To start with, We had no vote. Okay. Do you know why women couldn't vote in America? Does anybody know?
Go.
Do you know why women couldn't vote? Do you know where that came from?
No.
The Bible. Because in the Bible, women, the head of the family was the man, is the man, still the man. The head of the family, according to the Bible, is the man. So whenever there was a meeting or any kind of vote or any kind of get together, the man went to the family, talked to the family, made a decision, and then the patriarchal head of the family, sometimes it would be the grandfather. It wouldn't even be like, you know, my generation. It'd be like my grandfather would go speak for the whole family. So the grandfather would go speak for the whole family, vote, do whatever. No, women didn't vote. Young men didn't vote.
No, they didn't.
And sometimes adult men didn't have any say. It would have been the grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that come from? The Bible.
That's right.
It came straight from the Bible. That's how it was. So the family was the preeminent organization, and the man who went up and then spoke for the whole family was the representative of the family. Now, I'm not saying it's right, wrong, or indifferent. I'm saying that's where they got it from. Mm-hmm. That's how that came about. If you were African-American and a male, how are you African-American at that point? What does that even mean? What do you say? Define that, please. What does that mean? You mean a slave that was sold out by your country?
Yeah.
Well, even the Irish slaves who were sold out.
They did.
They couldn't vote either.
Lots of them.
They couldn't vote either.
That's right.
And
indentured servants.
They couldn't vote.
They came over here for 7 years, and a lot of them stayed a slave most of their lives because they wouldn't let them go.
If you were African American and a male, the Constitution of 1787 said you were worth 3/5 of human being. Okay, do you know where that came from, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know who did that, just so you know? Do you know what part of America pushed that whole 3/5 black thing?
Frederick Douglass.
The North. The North did.
Yeah.
The North pushed that black.
And Frederick Douglass said it's a good thing.
That's right. Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
Blacks are 3/5 of a person to be counted on the rolls. It wasn't the South.
Nope.
They keep trying to say the South. It was the North.
It was.
It was the North did it because they didn't want the South to get the population vote for the House.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. They didn't want, because everything was done for the House of Representatives by the count of people. So they wanted 3/4 of a person, so they didn't have the majority.
That's right.
That's it.
The Yankees did it.
Yeah.
The Yankees did that, Susan. Was that the Confederate flag? Are we going to blame something else on the Confederacy that did this? No.
No.
It was the Yankees who did it.
It did.
So, to celebrate that and deny the realities of our history. Well, this is what you're doing, Susan. Our children in school, they cannot recite the most important sentence in the history of this country. I'd like to know what percentage of 9th graders can recite, "We hold these truths to be self-evident," that whole sentence.
Hardly any.
What percentage?
One, maybe.
I don't know.
We'll have to get Uncle Steve to find out.
Yeah, he substitutes in there.
In school.
They're too busy watching the climate change cartoons.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
The realities of our history, positive and negative. Well, they're not, Susan, they're not teaching any positive parts of our history,
no,
Susan.
They're only teaching the negative. How about all the inventions that America's made? How about all the creation of wealth America has made? Way more than any other country. Not a mention of it.
Very good point. And to wipe out the history of slavery in this country and to call the teaching of it un-American is the most communist retro crazy thing I've heard out of Donald Trump's mouth in a while. To wipe out the history of slavery in this country. You think that's what Donald Trump's doing? By teaching the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. by teaching the greatness of our creation of this country, by teaching the mercy and divinity and providence that was upon this country, you are destroying the history of slavery?
No.
I didn't know that they were mutually exclusive, Susan.
She's a moron.
So America started in 1619.
According to her.
I don't even know what to say at this point.
We're in a tight spot.
Here's the thing. Accuse me. I don't care. At this point, ladies, I don't care what you accuse me of. I don't care. I am so tickled that one listener, Helen, took to heart what we talked about. Went to her sheriff. I've talked to several sheriffs. I'm cajoling, twisting arms. I'm doing everything I can. I'm having a hard time getting one there.
Yeah.
Did she talk to her sheriff and got sheriff, that he's going to go to this meeting? I can't even tell you how over the moon I am for this and what this means.
Yes, she should feel real good about herself because she saved a lot of people.
Yes, he's going to go there. He's going to be connected with other sheriffs. He's going to see what they're doing. He's going to see the legal perspective and his authority. And then he's going to go back and be in the
We're not doing masks. We're not doing it.
Well, you know.
Vaccines? No.
We're not doing it.
Get out of here. I'm going to arrest you. Get out of my county.
Now.
You got a half hour to get out of my county. You're going to be arrested.
Don't let the sun.
And don't come back.
Yeah, don't let the sun come down.
That's right.
You know, and he may go even further. I mean, he may go further.
Yeah, might even arrest him on the spot. That's attempted murder.
Russell Blaylock.
Well,
he may go further, just not even stop at those issues. He may go down to all kind of issues.
Mm-hmm. The mayor wants it? You're getting arrested, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, you're spending the night in jail.
That's right.
You can't do that. Well, watch me.
Yeah. Bingo.
This is a constitution. You just violated the constitution.
You violated the constitution.
And if
that's treason.
And if you think this is hyperbole or crazy, I promise you, at one point in this country's history, that was tame, what they did to people.
That's right. Here's the thing. We give them legal delegated authority to work in the public. This is for our public people that work in the public. We give them limited delegated authority to work in the public. In exchange, they gave us their oath to uphold our God-given rights, the Constitution. And if they don't, if they can't or won't uphold our God-given rights,
They gotta go.
They can't work in the public. It's simple.
They gotta go.
Yeah, they gotta go.
They gotta go.
Yeah.
And we don't
know that.
We have sit here, and because of our ignorance, because our children went to school now for 50, 60, really about 100 years. For about 100 years. My grandfather was born in the early 20s. So they taught him that in school. So from about 19, and he was very young. So from about 1930 on, 1940 on.
Mm-hmm.
So what's that? 70, 80, it's 80 years.
Yeah.
So for about 80 years, any real semblance of the American ideal has not been taught in school.
Right. Exactly. Right after the war, they started to really
get rid of it. The American ideal turned from this concept before the war to, patriotism is the war.
Yeah.
It's fighting.
Yeah.
And then after, they went.
We went right into the Korean War. Oh, boy, isn't that special?
We're patriotic. We're killing people.
We're killing people. Military-industrial complex.
So you can see how that got twisted.
It did get twisted, yes.
You can be offended. You teachers can be offended. Now, look, there's a lot of teachers, they love their students, they want to do good for their students. That's not what I'm questioning. What I'm questioning is that the things that are being taught in these schools are destroying our country.
Mm-hmm.
Destroying. Donald Trump is going to try to...
That's exciting.
He's going to teach 1776 Commission. He's going to have a White House panel where all these facts and all these things and the American ideal is hopefully going to be... Please call me, Donald.
Yeah.
Please.
We'll go to the White House.
We got some ideas and some concepts of things that are important.
Yes,
there's very few shows that are talking. Do you ramble all and on? And I can sit here all day and ramble about all the bad things done, this, that, and other. You want a solution. I am giving you one of the two or three most important, biggest solutions in this country.
Yeah.
Period.
I agree.
You may not agree with me. Okay, I'm going to offend somebody. You're wrong. I promise you.
Yeah, they're wrong.
I promise you.
Absolutely, they're wrong. They just don't know. They haven't been taught.
They don't understand what this is and what this means.
They haven't.
And when you get a child's mind and you tell them that they don't have a gender, and you tell them that they evolved from monkeys, and you tell them that the Constitution is an evolving document. Oh yeah, it's good, and we did this, and people like this cop that my wife went back and forth on Facebook, who thinks he knows everything about the, oh, I'm third in command, and I've done 20 fucking years, think he knows all about the Constitution. Oh, you can't arrest somebody for forcing somebody to wear a mask. Are you kidding me? This guy who is the third in command in police
didn't even know.
It doesn't even know that it's against the law to violate the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
You want to know how bad it is, ladies and gentlemen? It's so bad that this guy who's the head of the police department doesn't know that it's against the law to violate your rights, to offend God.
Fact. And who didn't know that?
It's the end of the week. I'm having a baby. I'm on edge. And I got Susan Rice trying to lecture me about the Constitution. You should be offended.
I am.
Good.
Sounds like Paul. That was Paul's vision when I was talking to him about the... That's my son-in-law. Ex-son-in-law.
You got a minute. Go ahead. Tell a story.
That's what the first thing is. Well, the Constitution is a living, breathing document.
And that's right. It is.
It is. And it can be evolved. And I said, no, it can't. No, it can't.
How has it evolved?
Yeah, how has it evolved?
Let me hear. How has it evolved?
Well, here he says that, you know, that was done 250 years ago. Those morals and things don't apply today. I asked him, name one of the amendments that doesn't apply today.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He couldn't do it.
He couldn't even name the Ten Amendments.
Yeah. Yeah. I said, well, okay, well, what it is? Oh, well, that's your freedom of speech. What don't you like about your freedom of speech?
And if you didn't like this tirade and this rant, you sure ain't gonna like it when they come to your house like they're doing in Australia right now.
Oh boy.
And what are you gonna stand on?
Yeah.
What are you going to stand on, ladies and gentlemen? You better get some right down in your gut,
yep.
And you better get some moral fortitude,
mm-hmm,
and conviction.
Have your little book. And when they come through the door, I stand on the Constitution right here. Read it.
That's why we need these sheriffs. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we care about you so much. I care about this country. We're having a baby here. I am on edge. I feel like I can't even tell you. God bless you. Have a great weekend. We got a good, great week next week. See you soon.
Yep.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support